Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 80 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. I'm your host, along with today, Philadelphia.
Hello.
And the mighty and powerful Paul Orkin from the band Superstar Galactica.
Hello.
And what's the other band you're in?
Percussor.
Percussor? I always call it Precursor. It's Percussor. So, this is episode number 80 of the Vex on Vex podcast. I had spoke to William Philadelphia off of the microphone, and I told him, so, Paulie, I'm going to float something by you here. On January 28th, which was a Wednesday of the year 1986 of our Lord, the Challenger disaster happened, where all these little kids and Generation X, myself included, watched on televisions in our classroom Krista McCullough, the first teacher to ever go into outer space, like the civilian, die on national fucking television. Oh, is that a microphone?
I remember that.
You remember that? How about you, William?
Oh, I do remember that tragedy.
Now, this is the situation of the show, or the point and reason. That was on January 28th, 86, okay? January 22nd, 1987, on a Thursday, Bud Dwyer, a state representative in the state of Pennsylvania, took his own life pretty much on national fucking television. The reason we play Filter in the beginning of the ad, "Hey Man, Nice Shot," they wrote it about that. Now, here's the thing. And Bill will discuss this, and Paul will discuss this. I saw both fucking instances happen. In 1986, I was 10 years old when that went down. A year later, I'm 11 years old, which is almost a fucking year to the day. Bud Dwyer puts a gun in his mouth at like 11 a.m. I came home from school because it was a Thursday, and I had lunch, and my dad was retired at the time. He used to make me like my little fucking, I guess, brunch or no, I guess lunch technically, right? That's what we'd say. I'm home for lunch. I'd have fucking Mrs. Grass's soup. We would watch The Price is Right ending. And then at 12 o'clock, the news came on and they're like, "We're going to show you sensitive, possibly what was it?
How
graphic nature." And they show Bud Dwyer blowing his fucking head off on TV. And I'm like, I'm 11 when this happened.
It wasn't tomato soup you were eating because that just ruins it.
Well, it was Mrs. Grass.
Just ruins it.
So here it is. We are Generation X. Paul, do you remember seeing these instances on television when you were a child?
I remember the Space Challenger. I don't remember the other one.
What about you there, Philadelphia?
I was there watching at school for the space explosion.
We all were.
Explosion. Yes. Bud Dwyer, my sister saw it because she was doing a report on it. And
what do you mean a report on it? I'm confused.
Like she had a report in school. Like they would watch the news and write essays about the stuff. So her class actually saw... It was on Channel 12, I think, the live conference. So she saw it happen.
I'm confused.
They saw their, okay, their class. I was 12 years old when this happened.
Okay.
So my memory is a little fuzzy.
Understood, understood.
Seen it since then. But when it happened, my sister was in class, and they were watching whatever channel it was broadcast on live. And they saw it happen.
Madness, dude.
And then they all got sent home.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So I remember when the Challenger exploded, I didn't get sent home at all.
No, we didn't. But we were in shock, you know. And then the next day was all the bad jokes, like, you know, what did Christine McCullough tell her husband before leaving? Oh, you feed the dog and I'll feed the fish.
Oh. Like those horrible jokes. Well, that's a pretty good joke, though.
I back then it was great. Now it's like, needs a little finesse.
All right, we're going to bring in the Facebook Live and do a little bit of a snippet, and then we'll keep discussing this bizarre topic. So bear with us if you can. There we go. Doing the theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Facebook live stream. Welcome to episode number 80 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. Today, Philadelphia is here. Do you see
how
yourself
you doing,
there?
Huh?
Mr. Paul Orkin.
Well,
there, we
still me.
Oh, there we go.
There
we go. Oh,
there we go.
Eddie Van Halen guitar, which we're all about doing there. And then here we are.
Guitar.
So the reason, here's what we're talking about. In 1986, the Challenger disaster happens, and I saw this on TV. We all saw this on TV.
Yes.
And then almost a year to the day, one's January 28th, 86, January 22nd, 87, Bud Dwyer pretty much kills himself on fucking television, and I saw both fucking instances. And my point is, how does it affect us as human beings? How does it affect us as people? Like, Generation X has seen some fucked up shit at a very, very young age.
Oh, yeah, it screwed us up.
What are your thoughts?
Definitely leads to a mental impact, because you have to try to adapt to what you've witnessed And they didn't care back then, like the psychological impact.
It's not that they didn't care. I don't think they grasped it. Now, think about it. Our parents would literally watch Vietnam every night at dinner. Some of our parents served in Vietnam.
Yes.
Mine didn't quite make it. He was a little younger, right? But you would go home from school or work, and there's Vietnam on fuck every night.
Yeah.
This many people died. Like, that was some horrible shit. That was, like, the first time that ever happened. And then the generation before that was in World War II in Korea, right? We saw crazy fucking shit.
Yes, we did.
And I remember when the fucking Challenger exploded, it was like the teachers didn't know what to do. We didn't get sent home or anything. They're like, yeah, go back to class. She's dead. Oops. What the fuck? Yeah. And back then, Tang was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I think my parents had bought me like a fucking model of the fucking space shuttle.
Tang was everywhere that day. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
But, I mean, think about that. The teachers knew, you know, she was dead. When we were kids, I didn't know she... I was like, well, you know, maybe they had an escape pod. Like, I don't know.
I
was 11.
I pretty much knew right away they were fucking toast. But I remember not really caring.
Really?
I was like, I don't know her. I mean, I guess it's like you have to act like you're upset. You're like, oh, I'm quite upset. I wasn't fucking upset. I was happy I was out of class. I was like, fuck it. I don't have to do math right now. And then she died. I was like, oh, fuck, more math? Fuck. Okay, let's go back to history or some shit. I don't know, man. We're the generation that saw these two things, the Challenger disaster and Bud Dwyer fucking shoot himself.
Well, there's a math joke in there, too. Like, how many times can you divide one by... I don't know, how many pieces did that explode into?
Wow. And I remember in great detail, World News Tonight, every night was about the O-rings that failed in the Challenger disaster.
The O-rings.
You remember? I'm serious.
Last time I heard of an O-ring failing, I got somebody pregnant. Jesus but, Christ.
I have no children. I can't identify there.
You want one?
Wow.
They're quite expensive. I don't know, man. And then, you know... Are we fucking desensitized?
Oh, we definitely
Then I remember
are.
We're the first generation that really gets Grand Theft Auto for real.
We are so desensitized.
Like, I saw a teacher explode when I was a child. I saw Bud Dwyer pop himself in the fucking head at lunch. Like, again, dude, I'm home from school. I get sent home for lunch. My dad's making my lunch. I'm watching the news. World. Actually, it was like, Channel 6. Dun, dun, dun. And there he is. Gun in his mouth. The whole fucking thing. Like... And I was like, ha, 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 ha. That one took me back a little.
Yeah.
Maybe the fucking space shuttle didn't upset me, but Bud Dwyer definitely made me feel some type of way.
We are desensitized because I remember in the 90s being at Bridge and Pratt waiting for a bus, and I witnessed a bus turning and run over an old guy. And my only thought was, I guess I'm going to be late getting home.
Whew.
Yeah, so desensitized is definitely the right word.
Yeah, but think about it. Like... We watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre when we were younger. We watched them, like, Leatherface skinned people.
What's this wee shit? I didn't fucking know you, motherfucker. I didn't watch that shit when I was little.
Everybody that watched that on VHS would rewind the closet opening scene with the bonk from the hammer because it was the greatest sound effect ever used at that time.
If you see someone get their face skinned off, it's just... It's bad as easy as watching someone blow their brains out.
No. All right. When I was a little kid, there was one thing that would actually scare me. I went to Catholic school from fucking kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. That's 13 years, right? Catholic school. If they did 2020 did a thing on the devil and devil worshiping. And I was like 10 and I was like, Mom, I want to watch it. She's like, listen, you're going to have nightmares. I'm like, no, I'm not. I want to see you throwing back the devil. And then there's Motley Crue of all things.
Yeah. Shout at the devil.
Shout. But then they were like, and then devil worshiping happened in the Lower East part of, and I'm like watching, and they're like, oh, devil. And I, no, dude, I had fucking nightmares. My mom was 100% right.
I was also in Catholic school.
Okay.
I was at the tail end of the nuns with the knuckle busters. They really didn't. I think my first 2 years, I would get rapped on the knuckles for speaking out of line. But they pretty much did away with
They got rid of it, yeah.
Did you ever go through that?
Huh. I was verbally abused. And I was... All right,
really?
Remember when you were a little kid and there's like two or three kids who suck in class like they're just assholes?
Yeah.
And the teacher gets mad? I had like... So I'm 6 years... 5 and 6 years old because it's first grade. You go in when you're 5. I turned 6 when I was in there. Sister Aurelia. To this day, I know her fucking name.
That's a lasting impression.
And I was really short because I was 5. And Sister Aurelia would just be like... and just scream. And I remember sitting there like, I didn't do anything wrong. But she's screaming, and I kind of want to cry because I'm five. But I didn't cry. I just toughened up because soon to know I would see, you know, people dying on the space shuttle and things of that nature.
Satanic worshiping.
Yeah. She was the devil in disguise.
No, but it was definitely abusive fucking shit.
Our school had a nun that she had a carpet in the classroom. You were not allowed to walk directly to your desk. You had to walk around the carpet because the edges of the carpet were like frayed. Okay. You know? So you weren't allowed to step on that. You had to stay on the wood, like a little pathway each side.
Can't touch the carpet.
And then come up the carpet to your desk from the back.
Okay, okay.
And I didn't know this. I had a note that I forgot to give my sister. We would go to the same school, but we would get there differently.
Okay.
She walked. I got a ride from, you know, a friend.
Okay.
So I forgot to give her the note that my mom given me after she had left. And I walked right across the carpet to hand it. I just walked in. And that was the last time I got beat with the roller. Everybody went, ooh, at the same time. So I knew shit was going to go down. And I turned around, and this woman was, yes, like the nun from that horror movie, just floating there with, I swear to God, her ruler was six times larger than any ruler in a Catholic school should be. And she beat the shit out of my knuckles so bad that when I had to go to math class and write, I could not hold a pencil. But that was the last beating I had.
That's kind of like the part. That's kind of like when that girl in Happy like broke the dude, the pastor's finger.
I might not have seen that part.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed that part. So the little girl was in line, and the guy went to put his hand. The pastor went to put his hand on her shoulder or something like to give her the Ash Wednesday.
Okay. Okay.
And she grabbed his hand and broke his finger.
I do. It was the beginning of season two, right?
Yes.
I remember that.
What show was this?
Happy.
Oh.
Did you watch that? You didn't watch that?
No.
Oh, that was bad.
Is it good?
It's pretty. The season one's pretty fantastic.
I watched it all the way to the end, and then they discontinued it.
See, I can't get into shows that were discontinued for some... I have some odd thing about that.
He's right, though, because then what if you get hung up in something and it never fucking happens?
Yeah, that's sad.
That whole... Both episodes were amazing. The best.
Well, no, both seasons, not both episodes. Both seasons, right?
Right? Right. But the very ending was the best.
But yeah, she was in a Catholic school. So, Paul, did you go to Catholic school?
No. I'm Jewish.
What the fuck?
I had Jewish friends who went to Catholic school.
I know people that
better education.
I know.
It really was superior.
But no, I would never have lasted in Catholic school.
Well,
I remember just sincerely being kind of abused by these fucking nuns. Like, it was a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Then, all right, so Sister Gemma is my fourth grade teacher. And Sister Gemma was a fucking old. She wasn't, you would think she's nice. She was so verbally abusive.
Really?
Like, she would pick a kid out, and I got picked once, and she would just, like, read a dissertation as to what's wrong with you. And you're like, I'm nine. I'm fucking nine.
She just hated men.
I had a
gym
teacher.
She's like, hey, you're going to grow up to be a man. Fuck you.
Pretty much.
I had a gym teacher in public school. He was like that. He, like, if you couldn't do something the correct way, the way he wanted it done,
yeah,
he would make you go run. And, like, he was the, he ordered to, he'd be like, drop and give me 20. And, like, if you couldn't do push-ups, he would take his foot and put it on your back and try and make you do them still.
For real?
Yes.
That seems, putting the foot on the back seems fucking heavy.
Our gym teacher would let us throw the dodgeballs at the kids doing the rope climb, they ring the bell. It made it faster. And he's like, in all fairness, once it got above like 5 or 6 feet, you know, like once it started getting up there, you weren't allowed to throw it anymore.
Right.
You know, you had the first like 3-4 feet to peg the shit out of them because you could land on your feet and be fine.
Right.
After it got to a certain level, I think there was a tape mark. Once you touched that tape mark, it was all, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Not allowed to do it. It was a lot of fun. You ring the bell and then you come down and one kid would ultimately
too
watch
it. You use like a stick and like hit him like a pinata.
No, but if you dropped, right? If you got fucking dropped, like, was there a padding? Was it just a fucking floor?
There was a padding.
Like,
I think it'd have been all right.
Yeah.
No.
But you still don't want to fall. You know what I'm saying?
We had a in freshman, no, maybe sophomore year. I think sophomore you get gym in high school. At least I did, I think. And the fucking gym coach looked like Klinger. And if you called him Klinger, oh my God, he lost his fucking Klinger mind.
God.
Like, he was real cool. He was like, yeah, man, do your shit. And like, hey, Klinger, what? And you're like, oh God, don't call him Klinger. It's going to end badly.
Down, teach.
All right, so did anybody ever molest or anyone in your knowledge in any of your schools?
I had a priest that everybody said, oh, this guy is a fucking nut.
Okay.
You know, and one day I got asked to stay after school.
What grade?
It was high school, freshman year.
Okay.
And I'm standing. I'm like, why do I got it? I didn't even do nothing, you know?
I didn't do nothing? Number one, I didn't do anything.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
You fucking Catholic school.
So, miscreant. So, I stay after, and what my best friend at the time is like, yeah, you're going to get fucked real good. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't want to hear this shit.
You're getting laid.
So I, you know, he's like, hey, come here, because I'm sitting at the desk, and I have, like, paper and pencil thinking, okay, I got to write something. He's like, come up here. And he puts his hand on my back. He's like, I'm a good teacher, right? I'm like, I got to go. I didn't even give him. I didn't care. I left. That was that. I was about to get fucked by a priest. And I took off. Swear to God. Dry run.
The next day, what?
The next day, I got my balls busted by, like, everybody.
When you say, when the sentence starts with, the next day I got my balls, I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's going to end worse.
Waxed by the priest because he made me stay. No, I got my balls busted so goddamn bad. That I was just like, I went home. I'm like, I can't go to the school anymore. Which you have to, you know? Like, it's ball busting.
What high school did you go to?
Father Judge.
Oh, you pussy.
Then I went to Swenson.
You fucking pussy.
What? What?
I went to North, son.
Oh, fuck North.
Fuck Judge. Although, the superior dances, without a doubt, are the Judge dances.
Yeah, we had the St. Hobart just girls coming by.
Oh, my God. No, it was all of them. It was an amalgamation.
Little DeFlower.
All right, number one, Little Flower is our shit, just so we're fucking clear. Number two.
I dated Little Flower girls.
I never did. Never did.
Their
fuck that.
Legs part like the
bro, Nazareth Academy and St. Basil's Academy.
I don't know any of those girls.
I fucking did so much bad shit in relation to that.
So much
nasty shit to these fucking girls. I went through all of Nazareth and I had to change over to fucking Basil's, and then they started to compare notes before the internet.
Oh no.
So I remember there was an Easter weekend and I went to the snowball dance.
Did you have sex with the Easter bunny?
No.
Oh. You said you went to the Easter dance.
I didn't say that. I know that you're texting someone and aren't actually listening to what I'm saying. I went to something called the snowball dance.
I don't like that name. I don't like the snowball dance.
At Nazareth Academy. Listen. And then I got all these numbers, right? Then there was an Easter break. I went out with a different chick every night for like six in a row. But then when they came back on Monday, they compared notes. Oh. And I had the name. And they're like, I know him. I know him too. And it's like, so then I had to change to St. Basil's Academy. And I pretty much did the same thing. So then I was just barred from these schools for a long period of time. And then the first time King Sam and I ever played a show, it was right up the street from Basil's Academy.
The only problem is when they compare notes, if you treat one girl differently than the others, then they all get mad.
No,
Lori would be like, did he give you the Alabama crab dangle? And you'll be like, no, he did. Son of a bitch, what's wrong with me?
I treated them all pretty much awful. Like, it was consistent.
Oh, well, that's good.
All across the board. Awful. Like... Oh.
Consistency is a good trait.
All right, trying to pull it back.
Pulling it back to the tragedies.
What are your thoughts as children seeing this? Does it affect us? Like, are we different? Like, what's wrong with us? Is there nothing wrong with us? Are millennials doomed? Like, what's up?
Millennials are doomed for a whole different reason.
But hold
on.
We
are more cynical, and we are more desensitized to everything going on in this world because we saw such major tragedies. And they didn't deal with them on a psychological level for us. They just had us go on as business as usual while that teacher was feeding the fish.
I do remember, like, the fucking space shuttle explodes, and they're just like, okay, go back to class now. Like, yes. It wasn't like, there's no counseling. No one discussed anything with you.
Yeah.
Were you that upset? Be honest. Were you that upset when it happened? I wasn't that upset.
I can't remember, but knowing me, I wasn't that upset.
I can see the classroom I was in. I can still see it. And they wheeled in the television. Remember the television on the fucking wheels? And you're like, oh my God, they're going to wheel the TV
in. Coming in.
It's going to be a good day, right?
Yes. Put the book
and
down.
It's like, pew! And then I remember thinking, I'm like, maybe they're okay. Maybe they didn't.
Here's a question for you. Maybe how many times did they make you watch the same stupid movie over and over on that TV?
No, it didn't happen because Bill and I went to Catholic school. Like, there was like, you were held to a higher standard.
Oh, no. Like, at Father Judge, when I transferred to Swenson, so I would do Judge one week and Swenson the next. At Judge, we had three classes twice a day for that week at Judge. Our English teacher would wheel in that TV every day and make us watch Doctor Who. We didn't do a goddamn
thing. He was
thing.
Of the opinion that you were going to be laborers. Yep. And didn't, that's the thing. And I didn't have that.
For 2 years. It was the greatest move I ever made.
Not me, man. I had to learn and I had to read. Oh, my God. I wound up stuck with Spanish for 3 years. I married this woman from Puerto Rico. Can't speak a word of fucking Spanish.
Are you kidding
me? I just cheated for 3 years. I just straight cheated the whole fucking time. Like, sophomore year, you have to take a language. I'm like, Spanish one. And I survived it, cheating my balls off. Fine, we get through. And they just assigned it to me junior year. And I'm like, why? Why? So I get it, and I fucking cheat, and I survive again. And then they're like, well, you're so good at it. We're just going to give it to you for senior year. I had 3 fucking years of Spanish. And I can't speak a goddamn word.
Little did you know that later in life, that would have helped you decipher all the curses she threw at you.
There were a lot of
them. Understand.
I went through a divorce with that one. There was
Never had Spanish once in school.
What language did you take?
None.
What fucking state did you grow up in? Jersey just doesn't have a language?
They do. I just was.
All right, number one, you're not on the microphone, so I don't know what you're fucking saying.
I also did not take a language.
Number two, you were a fucking laborer. They didn't even teach you anything.
Electronics.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Hey, I went for electronics. I could fix a VCR pad. It's doing me a lot of good in 2021.
See, I went.
Your mom paid so much money in fucking tuition, and you could fix a VCR.
Yep.
Hey,
I'll clean those heads.
I went to public school, didn't pay for anything, took wood shop for 4 years and culinary arts, and I'm doing all right.
That's the thing. Like, you own a company. Like, you're doing okay.
You did better than anybody.
I have a company. What do you say? I have three companies,
well, you didn't
motherfucker.
Take roofing.
No.
Did they make you landscape?
Bro. I was in college in 1993.
Wow.
Right? And going into 94, I dropped out before 94. When I dropped out, I had a little girlfriend. Her name was Nicole, okay? I loved Nicole. At least I thought I did, right? Nicole's uncles were like the head of the fucking union of roofing in Philadelphia.
No shit.
And when I drop out, she's like, well, I can get you an apprenticeship. And I remember like looking at the roofs and the trucks and shit. And I was like, that's okay. I don't want to do that for a living. That'd be really fucking
there
hard.
You are.
And I mean, if I'd have done it at 18, I'd already be a millionaire.
Yeah, this house would have been like your little getaway.
Yeah,
house.
Right? But I didn't do it. I was like, no, I'm cool. Bro, I didn't start roofing. I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like, I lost 15 fucking years
that
I could have been doing it. There's so much money in roofing.
I know. But look, you know what? You're doing okay right now, so that's all that matters.
I'm what?
You're doing okay. You're building an empire.
I'm very happy. Yeah. It's just that it can't, like, all right, music found me. I didn't find music, right? That's in my book that you can't read on Amazon because that's awesome. Love that shit. They didn't take it down or anything.
I love the middle finger going up.
Fucking anyway. The Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 80 with Philadelphia and Paul.
Hi.
Who is a popular now Paul. And you don't even know why that's funny, but that's fucking
funny.
Yeah, you get it. So here's the thing. Music found me and roofing tried to find me at 18. Like, you walk into it, like, I would have been hooked up. The top guys in the union were going to back me. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to do my own thing. And I wound up being a fucking roofer, swinging fucking hammers and ladders and all that good stuff. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was.
Oh, did you forget? Because it was 1 second. Okay. Very difficult to remember for that full second.
Yes.
But
Goldfish.
So, you got, your parents paid a lot of money for your tuition.
Yes, they did.
And you watched Doctor Who and learned how to fucking fix a VCR.
Goddamn, and watched a teacher rip a phone book in half.
What did you learn on Doctor Who?
Hold up for a second.
I hated Doctor Who.
Tell me this fucking phone book story. What?
Our English teacher was like, don't get out of line. I can rip a phone book in half. Yellow pages. And we're like, yeah, sure. So somebody bring in the yellow pages. This motherfucker must have had forearms hiding under his little, button.
Did he do it in sections?
Nope. This motherfucker took the yellow pages,
okay,
as a whole, and ripped it. He went like that, bent it twice, and then he just went, woof, and ripped it. And we couldn't believe it.
That's pretty impressive.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
But then again, I'd have been like, you can't punch me. It's the 90s. You can't. You can't knock people out in the 90s.
Oh, no. Teachers were hitting students still in the 90s.
Not in my school.
Sex with their students.
Yeah, well,
no, that's now.
No. We had one hot teacher.
You're both talking over each other. Bill, what?
One hot teacher was actually banging one of my friends. She showed up to a pep rally for the football team in a cheerleader outfit. And everybody, we were an all-boys school.
Can top this fucking story. This is bad. This is Facebook Live, and this is episode 80 of the Vex and Vex podcast. Fuck it. Not my story, but this happened. I went to St. George's, okay? That's the school I went to. There was a lady when I was in fifth grade, we'll say, maybe fourth, who became the seventh grade teacher. And she was attractive. And she had a Spanish last name, short haircut, which is for the 80s kind of like, you know, a bit racy. And nice body, pretty, very confident, very, and I wasn't used to people like that. I had fucking nuns and shit before that. So this confident lady, and we had to go to, they would make you change classes. So I had to encounter her, and she'd be like, oh, learn these 10 words, or you have to go and write them 500 times. And you don't really believe that, and then I failed the quiz, and I had to write the shit 500 times. Oof. Yeah, that's obscene. I was fucking 12 or 11 or something.
Fuck that.
But there was a kid in my class whose older brother got left back. So therefore, he was in seventh grade when he should have been in eighth grade. So he was about 14-ish, 13-ish. She fucked him the whole year.
She liked that mustache just like, coming in.
Like, so this kid, he was like a tough kid. Like, you wouldn't want to fuck with him, right? And he was dumb as dog shit. Let's be honest. Not educated. Not a smart kid. Not fucking. Got straight A's in her fucking class. Out of thin air. I mean, he's been in school. He got left back. He's been in school for 8 years. Now he's a straight A fucking student. Bro, she would take him shopping on weekends. They would hang the fuck out. And this is the 80s. And I was like 10. Like, I was little. Like, it was a thing. He was fucking her for real. Now, the reason I know he was fucking her is 1,000 years later, he's in a bar. And my friend's in a bar. And he's like, hey, man, it's been like 30 years. Did you fuck her? He's like, oh, I fucked the shit out of her, man. Woo! Bro, this is insane. Like, child molesting land.
Was that the highlight of that guy's life?
Sorry. It had to have been. I don't know where he's at.
There was.
But yes!
There was a gym teacher. He was a substitute gym teacher. He got caught going to some concert with some girl in the class. She was kind of a...
No, here's the thing. If a guy fucks a chick who's younger, it makes a little sense in our brains. Guys are scum. I'm scummy. I've done things I shouldn't do. We've all done things we shouldn't do. I can see a guy who's 35 years old.
I've never done that.
Don't talk over each other. But a guy who's 35 years old fucking like a 17-year-old chick, not that crazy to me. But if you're a 35-year-old woman and you're fucking a 13-year-old boy, there's something fucked up. And he wasn't like ripped or some shit. Like, he was just a fucking, he was a kid.
She liked small packages.
This shit happened. And then, like, I remember she just wasn't there the next year. Like, she just wasn't there.
She got caught.
But, like, no, I don't know. I don't think she got caught. I remember his mother. My mom kind of gripped his mom up and was like, yo, this is a little fucked up here, right? She didn't say fucked up because my mom wasn't like that. But the other mom was like, I don't know. But he's doing so well. And he's had this hard time his whole life. And she really cares about him. So I'm like, this is how you get molested. Like, your mom co-signs you getting molested.
He's having a hard time right now, for sure.
But I gotta say something. After watching the Challenger explode and Bud Dwyer shoot himself, we're the generation that's fucking your teacher. Like, good for him.
Yeah.
Not even bad.
That's what screwed us up. Oh, you know, if he's getting A's, go in,
and
son.
She was all about it. She was like, no, she really cares about it.
She cared so much that she gave it all her. She gave it all to
him. I can't imagine being sophisticated enough at 13 or 14, betting a 35-year-old woman. And again, guys, she was fine.
Yeah.
She wasn't fat. She wasn't ugly.
What's wrong with her?
Fucking crazy,
yeah,
obviously.
Okay.
And had a completely normal husband. Had kids probably his age. Oh, yeah.
That must have been one hell of a
divorce. She was a Mrs. She was a Mrs. and her last name was Spanish. But she wasn't Spanish. And she was just straight fucking this kid.
Divorced.
Didn't
I probably still together.
Maybe her husband wasn't doing his job right.
No, I've been married, and you look at her and you're like, I don't want to fuck her.
Is he a cuck? Did he watch?
No, stop. Come on. You guys are just
spinning
it off.
I am curious.
All right, fuck
it.
If your wife, thank God, knock on wood, I've had a lot of wives. I will never date a teacher because of this. But if your wife fucks a kid, right?
Kill them both.
What? Number one, you can't. You can't kill people. It's illegal. Number two, you're not mad at the kid. If you give me donuts, I'm going to glaze them. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm a guy. No, it's a child rape. It's molestation. Go ahead.
If I know somebody's married, I ain't sticking my...
All right.
I ain't doing it.
No, here's the
thing. I got too much
respect. I have definitely fucked many married women.
Good for you.
And then my married person fucked somebody else, and that's why I'm divorced. And I was like, so I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Anymore. Now, I'm going to say something.
Starting yesterday.
I'm going to say something, but you're not going to get it.
Today.
I may do a little toot, but I will not freebase cocaine. Don't even get it to you. I may do a little toot, but I will not freebase cocaine.
Was that...
No, it's a comedy sketch from the 80s.
Okay.
That I texted people for no reason at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
Sprinkles. What? Anyway, here's the thing. The 80s were a different time.
They were.
Now, here's the thing too. This kid... There was the movie that Adam Sandler made kind of about this. Remember when Adam Sandler made that movie, That's My Boy?
No.
You guys didn't see that? It's a great fucking film. You got to see That's My Boy. It's funny. So the character of Adam... If you're going to talk into the microphone, talk into the fucking microphone.
I did.
Oh, no. Adam Sandler makes this movie where his character in like 1987 fucks the teacher. And then knocks her up. And then the teacher goes away for 30 years and they have a kid. And he has to raise the kid.
No shit.
And he names the fucking kid Han Solo Burger. Because it was Donnie Burger was his name. good times. But my point is, recapping, we're taking it back around for those on Facebook Live and those on episode number 80 of the Vex and Vex podcast. On January 28th, 1986, we are the generation that saw the Challenger explode on national television. On January 22nd, 87, less than a year later, Bud Dwyer... does himself on TV, and I see the shit, and you saw the shit.
Yeah.
And then without Facebook, without texting, how did this 13 or 14 year old kid fuck his seventh grade teacher? That she has to initiate.
She's yeah. my hero. You can't, definitely, she kept him behind.
You can't pull your dick out and be like, so I want to touch my dick.
when you're clapping the erasers, you just put your dick in there.
Bro, the worst thing I did in fucking grade school is they would have me clap the erasers.
I hate that.
No, listen. And I would meet other kids out there and I would bring a fucking broom and I would unscrew the broom and we'd play fucking eraser fucking baseball.
Oh, no shit.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then some kid turned me into the fucking teacher. This like little fifth grader.
Snitch?
I know. He was like the first baseman. He didn't like it, I guess. Bad fucking position. But I remember coming back in and I got all the erasers under my arm and I'm holding the fucking broom and he's talking to my teacher. And I thought I'm doing it. And she's like, okay. And she sends him away. And I'm mortified because I'm like, this is like the funnest part of my day. I get to play eraser baseball with these other fucking kids in my school. And my teacher is like, it's cool. It's cool.
What
like,
did that kid gain from snitching?
And you, all right. His parents and my parents were fucking friends, which, right? And years later, I was a busboy in a restaurant, and they'd come in. They send that kid to Holy Ghost, by the way. Fuck Holy Ghost prep, just so we're clear. So she sends that little uppity kid to Holy Ghost prep, and she would come in. They would come into my fucking, the restaurant, fine dining establishment, and they would talk about their son. I'd have to kiss their ass, right? And the whole time in my head, I'm like, he's a cunt. You raised a cunt. Like, who's a tattletale? I wasn't mean to this fucking kid. I was nice to this little jerk off. And he couldn't go out. He's like, oh, they're playing fucking baseball with the fucking erasers. It's very bad shit to do. Fuck
that. You should have used him as the baseball.
I should have put him through a wall. It's not within my nature. But I remember thinking I'm going to run into him someday.
Yeah.
I'm 45, which makes him like 42. So eventually I'm going to run into him and I'll be like, you cocksucker. You didn't think I don't know what you did in 1987? I know what you did, you motherfucker.
If you see him like jaywalk and say, why don't you call the cops? Snitch on me again.
I should look him up on Facebook is what I should do. That little motherfucker. Who does that?
Wow, how do you really feel? You're mad about this so many years later.
Every person that's ever slighted me, I have a list in my head. Check this out.
Is this like that
movie? What movie?
The Adam Sandler movie where Steve
Buscemi
is in drag the and he's crossing off the names.
I have a joke like that. I'll tell you off camera. So I have a joke like that. I met Lizzie Hale before she was Lizzie Hale.
Oh, yeah, through Ivory, right?
Yeah, I came off of our stupid European tour, and we had a meeting at Ivory's, and I meet her, and she's all like, oh, you went to Europe? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, it was cool, you know? And she was very nice and very accommodating.
Good.
And then a year and a half went by, maybe 2 years, and I see her at Abilene. I'm like, hey. And she's like, hello? I said, bitch, I look exactly the same. I am the same bleedy-eyed person. I didn't change. That's what I look like. So she snubbed me. So she's on my list. Someday I might meet Lizzie Hale again. I'll be like, Lizzie Hale. There you go. And like every time I see her, like in like print, or like, and Lizzie Hale said this, and Lizzie Hale said that, and Lizzie fuck Lizzie Hale, right in her Lizzie Hale fucking face.
What's Corey Taylor think about this?
We got an in with Corey Taylor actually. Well, yeah. Superstar Galactica guy.
Yeah.
The guitar player's nephew, his aunt's married to the guitar player. So it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Once again, this is like Spaceballs.
What do you mean?
Like it's cousins, like, uncles, brothers, sisters. What's that make us?
No.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. All right, we're going to end the Facebook Live. Okay, so let's recap. Challenger, Bud Dwyer, teacher fucking.
Babe.
This, all this and more is available on episode number 80 of the Vex on Vex podcast, which is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. So we're going to keep continuing recording our show. There's more like this. Just go check it out. All right. There we go. The Facebook Live is over. Oh, we're still recording. The show is not done.
The show's never done.
So what's the details of the guy who takes the chick to the fucking concert?
Apparently they were seen by somebody. Then they went to the principal, turned the guy in, turned her in. They denied it. Then somehow he still got caught.
I mean, there's fucking witnesses. Of course he got caught. Like, how could that not be?
Is this true? And he said, no, it's not true. We talked, but we didn't go anywhere together, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I never went anywhere with him. And then eventually they were seen together again somewhere. And
almost got away with it.
Eventually he boned her because, you know.
Was she attractive?
Yes, she was very attractive.
He was a
good-looking teacher, too, though. He wasn't a bad-looking guy.
Into guys, are you? I didn't know you could gauge them in that way sexually, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
He dabbles.
No, sir, I do not.
And with that, we will take this opportunity to talk about our first ever Vex on Vex podcast sponsor. The Audio Alley in Pittman, New Jersey is a state-of-the-art recording facility recently under new management for the year 2021. Exciting, acceptable rates. Paul, any thoughts on the Audio Alley situation?
It's definitely stepped up a few notches from the last couple of years.
From the previous ownership.
Yeah.
So new management, Audio Alley in Pittman, New Jersey. The great and powerful Mike Collins, who we adore, who has the best, is it Chevelle? Charvel guitar collection in the Philadelphia area. Anyway, this has been the first sponsor ever for the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 80. Now, delving back into the shit that matters.
Wow.
Right? So we're desensitized from the whole fucking Challenger disaster, Bud Dwyer, and then we have teachers who fucked kids and students, and we were in school. Like, it's been a very colorful podcast thus far. So changing gears, now we can discuss the millennials. Are they pussies?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
They're crybabies.
What's the one behind or after millennials? Because I was dating a girl who was not quite a millennial. She was another thing. And she called herself it, but I don't know what the fuck she was. She was 23 years old. So what does that make her? What is she? You don't even know what it is, do you? You're blanking. I'll tell you this from my personal...
I've heard it before.
I've heard it before, too. But from my personal experience, every millennial I've ever hired for a job has cracked under the pressure. No, for real. Like, we work outdoors, man. The sun's a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And you give a millennial a fucking lawnmower or a weed whacker, and their brains melt. They can't handle it. Maybe they should have seen the Challenger disaster on TV when they were children. They'd be
or
fucking...
blow his brains out.
Less They'd be less desensitized. I don't know. What is it? Gen X for life. Millennials suck. My friend Jim Schaefer just said on the Facebook Live.
What year did Ted Bundy eat all those people?
In the 70s, man.
Generation Z.
Imagine if they wash
Generation
that.
Z.
Imagine if they wash that.
Episode number 80, the Vex on Vex podcast, brought to you by Generation Z and Mike Collins' new recording facility.
Well,
what's the name of it?
Uncle Eddie, where he was.
Eddie Savitz. Do you guys remember Eddie Savitz?
One of my guys was. One of my friends from tech school would sell him underwear.
When I was a freshman in high school. Eddie gets pinched. Now, do you know the fucking whole story?
No.
So I went to North Catholic. It's in fucking, it was at Erie and Tarsdale in Northeast Philadelphia, lower Northeast Philadelphia. And you would shit in your fucking underwear and take it to this guy and he'd give you fucking $20. And in 1989, $20 is $20, man. Go to the fucking movies and shit. And I remember it was like kind of a big deal in the news. He'd been doing it for decades. And so definitely the kids in my high school had patronized him, or they were patrons of the Eddie Savitz situation.
Wasn't he paying people to pee on him too?
I think so. Paul, clearly you were. I'm sorry, I can't hear you because you're not speaking to the microphone. What'd you say?
I did not want to say anything. I just said I didn't need to know that shit, but whatever. That's not my deal, man.
Can you imagine that this is the video that's going to be for Mike Collins and his new business?
Yeah. Congratulations. You really sponsored a winner, buddy. Yeah. You okay?
He died. Okay. The worst sponsored video in history. All right, yeah. I can top it. Gary fucking Heidnik. Yeah. Philadelphia's own motherfucker, crazy serial killer, Gary Heidnik, blocking up African-American women in his basement and torturing them, trying to make zombies. And people don't remember Heidnik. Like, when you go on the internet and it's like, true crime, podcast, blah, blah, blah. No one's talking about Gary fucking Heidnik. There was a wall. I remember being impressed by this. I was like 9 or 10 when he got pinched. They said there was an entire wall in his dining room that had $5 bills that wallpapered the wall. That's how wealthy he was because he had a religion. He didn't pay taxes. So it's like, dun, dun, dun. Look, he looks like
deer in headlights. I always wanted to start a religion. I always wanted to start a church.
I wanted to start a cult.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's just better. Dude, Mike, I'm sorry. This is the worst commercial ever. So anyway, sorry, episode number 80 of the Vex and Vex podcast. What's the name of the recording facility one more time, Mr. Paul?
Audio Alley.
Audio Alley in Pittman, New Jersey. Stay frosty.
They do not have serial killers.
With that, bear with me. Again, we want to reiterate, they do not have any dead bodies. There's that fucking movie, Dirty Work.
That's Norm MacDonald. One of my favorite movies of all time.
And they
I saw that one.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm excited now. Dirty Work is amazing.
So it's Norm MacDonald. Artie Lang, and they had that fucking commercial that was live for the car company, and they had all the dead hookers in the trunk, but they weren't actually dead hookers, Paul. You'd like this part. They were just playing dead.
Yes.
In the trunks of cars.
I've never seen so many dead hookers in my life. God knows I have.
Can't you suffocate from being in a trunk?
I mean, no, you can, because back in the day, those big cars, why do I know this? Back in the day, those big cars had fumes, the exhaust fumes, and you could.
Well, these were all parked and all.
Yeah, they weren't running.
My question. Like, back in the day, they used to hide in the back of trunks to get into the drive-in movies cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drive 40 feet. You're not fucking driving on the highway for an hour and a half.
But still, like, you're still breathing in exhaust fumes.
Carbon monoxide. Have either one of you ever been carbon monoxide poisoned?
No.
I have.
Oh,
boozy, boozy bop. Boozy. So listen, I bought my, the band house, the fucking... The Starscream band house was purchased. The day I moved in was the day Mike Tyson bit off of Vander Holyfield's ear.
Oh, wow. That's a good way to remember something.
That was the day. Now, I don't know if it was I think it was a summer of 97. That makes pretty good sense because yes. Steve Camden and I had moved out in February of 97 of my parents' house. And I think he was borderline homeless. And we got a fucking we rented a house in Kensington. And we just did not live well together because I'm a bit of a neat freak, as you may see from around you. And he's not. Let's put it that way. So me and that guy lived together. And then my uncle was like, hey, I can sell you my house. You've been out on your own for a few months and you're not happy. You and your roommate, as he said, could move into my house. And I'm like, no, I'll move in alone. That'll be fine. And the day I physically moved in and I started paying him the whole thing. We bought it or I bought it from him was the day Tyson and Evander Holyfield, because I moved in all day and there was no air conditioning in the house yet. I just moved in and it was hot. And I went over to my dad's house, who had a hot box, air quotes, and we watched the fucking boxing match. And I was an adult, and I'm in my 20s, boozy, boozy, bop. I was like 21, and we're watching this goddamn fight, and he's biting the ear. And I'm like, no, Mike Tyson, don't do it. And then he bit the other ear. And I'm like, Mike Tyson, why?
Did you bet on that fight?
No, I don't really bet. I was in Vegas literally 2 weeks ago today, literally, and I lost 20 bucks or something on a fucking. But I ran up to like 100, and then I gave it right back. And I remember the person I was with was like, you should leave now. I'm like, oh, no, but I'm going to try and win more. And then I did leave. And then next day, I'm going back to my same machine. I just kept feeding it money. And it just all went away.
And they're just like, yep, that's how we get them.
It is how we get them. But that's cool. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, as long as you had fun.
Yeah, right. In the end, I say this about my life. The house always wins.
Yes.
But you can't say you didn't have fun.
This is very true.
I feel like I'm in a fucking Simpsons episode where it's Milhouse. He's like, the house always wins. All right, Milhouse, you fuck.
We're in danger.
All right, what did you say?
Wasn't Milhouse always after Lisa?
Yes, he was trying to fuck Lisa.
That's what I thought.
Mathematically, Bart Simpson would be 41 years old now. How does that feel?
She's 4 years younger than me. Wow.
I remember when that show was on, it was just like a skit on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yes, I saw the first episode.
Yeah, the art was completely different.
Most of the actors who wound up doing the voices were like extras on the Tracy Ullman show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Homer Simpson was on the Tracy Ullman show.
Castellans or whatever his name
is. I don't know their names.
Who was the voice of Homer Simpson?
He still is. Will you get on the goddamn microphone?
I said, who was the voice of Homer Simpson?
I don't know his name, but he was an actor on the Tracy Ullman show. Did you ever see the movie War of the Roses? So you have seen the War of the Roses movie?
I have.
Okay. The guy in Danny DeVito's office who he's telling the story to try to talk him into not getting divorced is Homer Simpson.
Oh, no shit. No shit.
You're very bad at microphone. You know that, right?
Yes.
I told you to set it up so you could speak to it. And they're like, oh, no, man. No one can hear you. There you go. So if we're going to use the microphone together, use the microphone. Use the force, Luke. All right. We've covered a myriad of issues today.
Been a wide ranging. This has been great.
All right. Going back to grade school, this colorful time in our lives, we're little fucking kids. What is the weirdest thing, Philadelphia, you remember ever happening when you were in grade school? Like crazy shit. What happened? What was the weirdest thing?
Weirdest thing would probably be when we were in seventh grade, the eighth graders would gather us up and throw us over this tall fence.
Okay, stop. Hold on. Back up. How did they get you to the top of the fence? Let's start there.
They would coordinate. They were crazy. These kids were nuts.
They would coordinate.
One of them had a boombox. Okay. I don't know how he was allowed to bring this thing out.
Okay.
But every day, they would play like the Imperial March. And they would just run after us. And you think in 7th and 8th graders, you're about the same size. But these 8th graders were like on steroids.
They were gigantic.
And they would just beat the shit out of us and then get us up the fence and throw us over. And we'd bounce when we
hit
the ground. And have to walk all the way back around. And that was a long fucking fence. And then, you know, once, to their credit, once they tossed you, you were good for the week. The next week, you had to do it again. Okay? But what really pissed me off
to is their credit.
The whole year, we're like, we take our lumps, right? So summer comes, summer goes. We're in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They got rid of the fence and we didn't have shit to do. We couldn't ever do, that. The seventh graders behind us got lucky.
Jesus.
And you know what? If I saw one of them now, I would drag them and throw them over a fence.
Just like that
just
kid.
Just so I could have it done.
Just like that kid from the fucking baseball thing. Yeah. They did with the fucking. All right, Paul, weirdest thing that happened in fucking grade school?
When I was in second grade, I raised my hand and asked the teacher if I can go to the bathroom because I had to pee really bad. She said no, so I got up, stood in the corner, and I pissed.
Alright, I peed myself in second grade in the class. Well, here's what happened. She was screaming, like screaming.
Oh, you got scared?
Well, no, it wasn't that. I just had to go. And I'm sitting there, and I was like doing the math in my head. I'm like, alright, I'm 6. How much urine could really come out? It'll just absorb into my underwear. Because I just couldn't bear having to raise my hand. I'm like, what? Nothing. I'm sorry. So I just pissed myself. I just sat there and I just pissed. And
did
then
you get sent home?
It rolled down my leg.
Oh, no.
And then there was droplets. Oh, no, listen. I was a fucking bullshitter at 6. Remember the little thermoses that came in the lunchbox?
With the
and you'd pop the nipple?
Yes.
The nipple had a hole in it. So we surmised that so-and-so had her fucking orange juice and some had come out of the hole near my chair. I'm like, yeah, I thought you were her.
Time out. Orange juice does not smell anything like urine.
Like, I didn't smell it.
If somebody said apple juice, you might have been able to get away with
it. Maybe it was apple juice, but okay. I didn't say it. And I remember the kid covering for me, and I was like, this is amazing. And then we're like talking to this woman who's in her 30s, and we're like, yeah, I didn't pee myself. Clearly, she spilled it on my chair, and I accidentally sat in my chair, and now the apple juice is inside my pants. But that's not the weirdest thing that happened. I have a weirdest thing that happened. Okay, I'm from the great neighborhood of Port Richmond in Philadelphia. I don't know what you know about geography in the city of Philadelphia, but Port Richmond is about half a mile from Bridesburg.
Yes.
Bridesburg in 1991, Nightline came to Bridesburg and called it the most racist place in America.
It still is. There was a Facebook story on it last month.
Hold on. A black family purchased the house and they moved in and they firebombed it because fuck those black people.
Wow.
Well, listen. Okay. So this is where I grew up. Yeah. This is it. I'm not racist. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's an African-American living in this house right now. His name's Thomas. He's down the hallway fucking his girlfriend right now.
He's lovely.
He's lovely. He's awesome. Lovely, you dick. So.
You just said it.
But Thomas is lovely. Kirk Hammett is not. This old woman, air quotes, purchases a house directly across you from my house. Maybe a little bit over, not directly across. On my block, which was the 3400 block of blah, blah, blah street, right? So this old woman buys the house and she's moving in. And then out of nowhere, her daughter shows up. And they're like, oh, it's really for her daughter. Cool. And the daughter had a Spanish husband.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Which in like racist 1980s fucking Philadelphia, kind of a problem. Nice guy. Had a job. They had two little kids who were kind of fuckers, but they were little kids and that's what they do. The woman was unattractive. No one wanted to bang her. It wasn't like we lost one to the other side or something. She wasn't desirable. And this was a nice Spanish guy. A girl in my fucking class whose parents were getting divorced decided to say she was attempted molestation, right?
What?
And they're like, who did this? And she's like, the Spanish guy.
No.
Now I'm laughing, but I'm a little kid. I'm like 9 and I'm watching, dude, 25 police swarm our streets. There's a paddy wagon. There's 6 cars. There's a helicopter. It's a big fucking deal. And they go in and they drag this guy out of his house. And he was calm. He wasn't disrespectful. They handcuffed him behind his back. There's spotlights on our street and just cops, man. And I was like, look at my mom. Like, what is this? She's like, I don't know, you know, and we'll see. And son of a bitch, they take him down. They're like, where were you Thursday? He's like, well, I was at work. And they're like, what time? And he's like, I go in at like 8 a.m. and I leave at 5 p.m. And they're like, where's your time card? And he's like, right here. And they have security cameras. And he's like, oh, fuck, we're sorry. She said you fucked her at noon. So clearly it wasn't you. Boozy, boozy, Bob, our bad.
Holy shit.
And they relinquish him. And they go, and then none of them are sweating the girl. Like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, I made it up. I'm sorry. I went to school with her.
Oh, what a bitch.
No, but how fucked up is she? It gets weirder. No. So she fakes this fucking molestation that never fucking happened. She just said it for
just
attention. Her brother died a year later. Her little brother, who I knew, he's dead.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I don't know why he died. I don't know what the fuck happened. But we're like, oh, that's someone. So yeah, he's fucking dead. What? What? And then right after that, Challenger disaster. Boom.
Christ.
It was a weird time.
Threes.
So Generation Z is fucked.
Yeah. Boozity, boozity, bop.
We've been fucked for a very long time.
I don't feel fucked, man.
Well, they're not doing it right then.
We are the last generation that remembers the television where we were the remote control.
Yeah.
Get up and turn on channel 3. Brrr, brrr, when you're spinning the fucking dial. When I was a kid, I had the rhythm down. I could get all the way from channel 57 to channel 48, all the way back to 29. Like I knew the fucking the fucking click.
It's like you're doing a master lock.
I was dope at it. And then it was the old heavy fucking bum 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 bum. Those fucking spot dials. I'm sorry, hand dials. And then I guess slowly we got modern television somewhere. I remember the first VCR was like a big fucking deal.
Top loader.
No, the first were front loaders. The first generation's a front loader.
I had one from 79.
Okay, so sorry, Bill. But the top loader was the expensive one. Go ahead.
What was the difference between the beta and the regular VHS?
Beta was better video, but it wasn't advertised as much. Beta had better video and audio quality, but shorter tape. And
so you couldn't get a whole movie on it.
Yeah, so VHS 1, even though it was the...
No, they kind of leaned into it, though. Like, I remember they were being supported. Like, even as a little kid, I was like, VHS for life. Like, I was, like, all about that shit. I was anti-beta from a small age.
Yeah, beta was better, but they
We were the first ones to have an Atari 2600.
Oh, my God.
In television. Awesome. My parents wouldn't buy Intellivision because they bought the 2600, so they felt like I had enough. And then, like, 2 years later, Intellivision comes out. But then, in 1985, the Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Mario Brothers. Of course you did.
And
it was fucking
the Sega Christmas. Master System.
Sega!
I got one too.
I miss my Sega.
Speaking to the microphone.
I miss my Sega.
No, so were you a Sonic the Hedgehog fan? My mom was.
Yeah, that was the that wasn't the Master System. That was the Genesis.
Oh, it was the Genesis.
The Master System was like Afterburner.
I didn't have
Shinobi.
One.
Shinobi's pretty amazing game. Remember Castlevania for NES?
Yes.
I have the Castlevania collection on the PlayStation 4.
What's it like?
It has all of the games, including the Game Boy game. The black and white with the music,
yes.
Which I had that Game Boy in like 1989.
Me too.
Christmas gift Tetris, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Yeah, the Castlevania game was incredible. It was black.
I hated Zelda. I hated it.
Zelda, really? I hate that game.
Because I remember it being overly complicated for my like 12-year-old brain or 11-year-old brain. I don't know. You know what I loved? I loved Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That was fun.
Like, I adored that fucking game.
That was great.
I have it on my, what do you call it? My Wii. Go ahead.
What about Paperboy? Do you remember that in the arcade?
I hated it, though.
Yeah, oh, I loved that.
I was a real Paperboy, so it was like quite upsetting. Okay. I was like...
What was the skate game? Was it called...
Tony Hawk?
No. It was in the arcade when we were kids. It was like Skate or Die, or was it...
Skate or Die.
Okay.
Yeah. Skate or Die, dude.
That was a fun game.
All right, here's a great question. For all the systems from when we were kids in the 80s, including the Game Boy, because that's the 80s, Philadelphia, what was your all-time favorite game ever?
Okay, only from the 80s.
Only from the 80s.
Jaws.
Now see, what system?
Nintendo.
I didn't have it.
My cousin had it.
I didn't have it. What about you, Paulie?
Asteroids for the Atari system.
Asteroids is pretty goddamn amazing.
Or Space Invaders.
If you're going Atari, not Pitfall, Adventure, where they had the dragons and you had to get the key. Oh, that was one of the most famous games.
I loved Pitfall, though. Pitfall, I loved it.
I watched my sister play that for like 2 hours.
Did you ever get the fucking E.T. game?
Yeah, it was horrible.
There's an entire documentary about how bad it was.
Yeah.
And then you're walking and you fall into a pit and then you got to eat the thing and like raise your neck and try to fly up.
There was two games that were really bad. E.T., which you're right, there's very many documentaries. And then there was a Superman game. That was god awful.
I don't remember that.
I remember that one.
Look it up. Superman,
or just tell me about it.
2600. You could fly up, down, left, or right, and it would change screens. But you had to get like somebody out of prison. It was sprites, so I don't know if it was Lois Lane or what. But the game made no sense. You had no clue. On the flip side, the Empire Strikes Back game, where you had a snowspeeder and had to kill the AT-ATs marching, was probably one of the greatest. 2600 games as well.
I was a huge fan of Donkey Kong.
That was good.
Like it was game. So hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I remember I was a little kid. I was like 5 or 6. And my dad had dexterity, eye-hand coordination, and he could play Donkey Kong.
He could beat the hell
And I couldn't. And I was livid. He's like, you just go to practice. I'm like, you didn't practice? We bought it Thursday. You didn't practice. You were at work all day. I practiced. He's like, well, you know, you just got to practice. You know, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Remember the Rocky 3 game?
No.
Yeah.
That was in television.
That was late. Yeah,
that was in television. No.
There was, all of a sudden, I'm remembering all these games. Berserk, where you were like a guy fighting all these robots.
How about?
Sorry, just one other one. I lost it now.
How about combat?
Fuck that.
Okay, tank and jets.
No, yes. Fuck that. Contra.
Contra? That was a good game.
Nintendo, Contra's the Contra code.
That's a up, up, down, down, left, right.
Left, right, A, B, select, start. Double Dribble or Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel.
Oh my God.
I still play that.
Oh, fuck that. If we're talking about that, the pro wrestling game.
Starman! And what was King Korn?
King Korn Karn.
Yeah.
He was the chop.
That guy.
Bro.
There was a guy based off of Ric Flair.
But see, it wasn't. So, Fighter Hayabusa is supposed to be the best athlete in Japan.
Yeah.
And then it was a combination. Well, the Panther, I guess, could have been Ric Flair, but he did the Iron Claw.
Okay.
And then you had the fucking,
I thought he was Flair. My whole childhood means nothing.
No, but it's
my
like.
My childhood means nothing.
It was a great game.
It was.
Dude, the Amazon guy who'd bite your face and choke you.
That game was so much fun.
Dude, we could play it right now. I have it. When we're done, we can play. Oh, you have to leave, don't you?
I can play for half an hour.
You're going to play for half an hour?
What about, ice hockey. It wasn't Blades of Steel, but you could have the big guy, the medium guy, or the little guy.
Yeah, but Blades of Steel was so much better.
Dude, I just got this game on the PS4, an indie game, and it's just like ice hockey, except you're the coach. You play the games, but you could go outside and buy drugs, and it might kill your player. It might kill your guy.
You're making this up.
No, this is a real game.
What's it called?
I forget the name, but we will find it on PS4.
Jesus.
I bought it for like $6.
$6?
And you could give your player steroids. And it might kill them, it might not, but it'll make them like a boost. But you have to like hire players because players will die or just quit the team. You have training regimens, but it's just like ice hockey. Same controls, same gliding, and the same setup. Fat guys, medium guys and small guys. And the game is incredible. I will find the name of it, and we will... you have a PS4?
No.
Xbox?
Xbox for life.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's on there, too, because it's an indie game.
Okay.
But let me look it up. Use two converse...
Well, Paul's not going to say anything.
Well, Paul...
Paul!
What
was your first gaming system as a child?
My first game system?
Your first game system.
Atari.
So you had the 2600.
Yeah, I had the original, and then I broke it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 80 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Thank you, Philadelphia, for joining us today.
As always, you're welcome.
Thank you, Paul.
For not speaking into the mic very
there
much.
You go. Episode number 80 of the Vex and Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded network. This is VexX and friends telling you to stay frosty.